Welcome to the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Leora Alderson.
And I'm Devani Alderson. We're your co-hosts on this journey of creativity and productivity.
I Create Daily is for artists in every genre of creating, from musicians to writers, crafters to inventors, bloggers to entrepreneurs. I Create Daily is a movement for creators serious about your art.
If you're into creating anything, this podcast is definitely for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey.
Hello and welcome to the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Leora, and Devani's not on this one today. We are doing something new. We're calling these sessions strategy sessions. We've morphed our occasional coaching sessions with the I Create Daily Facebook community members into new strategy sessions, and we plan to publish these each Friday. If we're able to keep up this schedule, we're still working on becoming consistent with all our plans, and this is one of them. We hope it brings you value. If you enjoy this episode and the concept of doing us doing more of this, please do let us know. Send an email to creators@icreatedaily.com. We hope you enjoy. One more thing. This episode is with Hannah McCown. When I first created the video, I realized I did not know whether her name was pronounced McCown or McCown. And I have since clarified that, and this episode is featuring the blog of HannahMcCown.com. Today's going to be a little bit different. Devani is not with me on this one. We are just doing a keyword architecting of an article for an I Create Daily community member. So Hannah McCown or McCown, sorry, Hannah, I should have asked you if it's McCown or McCown. So hopefully we'll get that for you before this podcast airs and we'll get the right pronunciation out there. But at any rate, we're going to Hannah McCown's or McCown's website. It is hannahmccown.com. Hannah McCown. And what we are talking about with Hannah is the concept of writing articles that have keywords in them that people are actually searching. So this article for today is Hannah's most recent article, published on July 18th, 2018. Right now it is July 18th of 2018. So this is brand new. And Hannah has a clever title. Do you ever get the feeling that you're being watched? Okay, so that's a very clever title. However, consider how many people might be actually searching that term in Google. So when it comes to writing, there are two approaches to titling an article. One is you create clever titles that create clickbait that makes someone want to click because they need to find out the shocking truth about, you'll never know, believe what this child actor turned out to look like, or the Siamese twins, what happened next, whatever it may be, right? We've all seen it, and there are titles, and I mean, a lot of it's like, it's not all bad, right? Some of it's very clever, creative, artistic, and so it runs the gamut. But those are the kind of titles that for websites that have already a lot of traffic, and now they're looking for clicks to open what they already have. Then you have people who have blogs and smaller websites, and our goal is to attract more traffic and increase and move up in our ranking in Google. And the way to do that organically, so for free, is to write to keywords that people are actually searching. That's what they call, so it's a keyword or keyword phrase, and so that people are actually searching. So we're going to look at this, and this isn't really even an article on Hannah's site. It's just an experience that she shared. So I want to share how she can actually turn that into an article that can actually generate something potentially for her website over time, in particular with local traffic, because this is about hiking at a local park. So we're going to look at how to look for the keywords that where she could retitle this and add to this and embellish it to make it an actual article on her site to generate traffic. Okay, so moving on down, the keyword here that's the local operative keyword is John Bryan State Park. So where it's important for Hannah to get a little bit of local traffic or to increase her local, well, there are a couple of reasons for increasing local traffic. One is anytime we create and generate more positive traffic to our website. In other words, using only white hat strategies, no shady stuff, then, you know, any time we can do that organically, and it's going to improve the exposure for all our articles and improve our ranking in Google overall over time, as Google sees that our traffic is growing and people are gaining interest in our site, then they take more interest as well. It just makes sense. It's logical. So the keyword tool that we use is Keyword Finder, and we'll include a link to that in the show notes. And we're going to, I'm just going to kind of guide you a little bit in how we use this tool. I'm sure that there may be some SEO experts out there, such as some of the folks we've interviewed, which we'll link to also in this article, who have some other strategies that I might miss. So please let me know if you see anything. Feel free to drop us a line, creators@icreatedaily.com. We will add your comments to the show notes for this episode and also give you a link back to your site, presuming it's a good tip and not someone just looking for links to their site in exchange. So, and that's a whole industry, and we're not going to get into that right now. Okay, so let's get on with it. If you look at John Bryan State Park, what this shows is that this receives 3,600 searches per month, this particular search phrase, this exact search phrase. Now, this number is keyword difficulty. This means how hard would it be for someone to rank for this position? And it's 48 in the yellow, which means possible, but definitely not easy, especially for a new or younger site, or else it could even be an older site that doesn't have a lot of traffic. So I think that's probably the case with Hannah's, since she's been a solo blogger for a number of years. Her domain authority is 15, which shows that she has some longevity, probably had the site for a few years. Well, actually, we can just scan down and look at her list of archives. Yeah, since June 2016. So 2 years now, a little over 2 years now. And so that's given her just some longevity credibility in Google's eyes. This domain authority is from Moz. It's a Moz ranking tool. Let's see. Let me show you that in case you can load it for free. It's a Moz toolbar. Just look up Moz ranking or Moz bar. Here we go, Moz bar. And you can load it for free onto your Chrome, and it'll allow you to see people, the domain authority of websites, which gives you an idea, and as well as of your own. And that's the most important thing. You want to see how you're moving up in the eyes. And Moz bases it on traffic, backlinks to your site, links from yours to others, and that sort of thing. So anyway, she has an opportunity to definitely increase her traffic because of her credibility of longevity, meaning it's not a fly by night, and she's gained some traction just from age. Okay, so by growing her local traffic and increasing this article, then again, we increase the number of keywords for people who might be finding her. As I mentioned earlier, one of the benefits to creating an article like this, local traffic, if you increase your local traffic, it can also increase your overall ranking, just because any kind of traffic is any kind of positive traffic is good. But the other advantage in creating articles around local content, in particular in Hannah's case, is she does have a physical product book and physical products in general that she can sell to some of her local stores. She just mentioned the other day that her daughter got her, I think it was a piece of art or coloring book into one of the retail stores, as did Hannah got one of her products or books into a local retail store. So that'd be another example as you begin to, especially if you, depending on your business. I mean, obviously, if you have a retail store, a studio, and you definitely are selling locally, then you definitely want to do a lot more to increase your local traffic. If you mainly sell online, there could still be an advantage in doing that. And that's what that was about. Okay, so let's get back to the keyword search around John Bryan State Park. And what we want to do is find a keyword that is within reach, that it's not impossible. Like in the orange, if you look at the things in the orange, it shows hard, and you get all the way to higher percentages, and you know, you might as well not try, even though in some of those cases it may, like if we do a toggle, we're going to toggle this search by which keyword gets the most searches. And so this one, Bryant Park, that's actually not even the park, but we're not going to let's just say that this was her park, then 60,000 searches a month is definitely a lot. But look, it's not easy to rank for, so there's no point in trying for it. So we're going to stick with, and here's the thing, like, let's scroll on down for a second. John Bryan State Park, John Bryan Park. Okay, that's 61. We're still going to check it because we're still going to be using this in our article. Obviously, we use this whole keyword phrase, John Bryan State Park cabins, you know, why not? Camping. Here we go. So this is what Hannah was doing at the park with her daughter. So we are going to focus on, and look, it's a 42. It's a low percentage in the yellow. So this is the focus keyword for her article that she needs to use. If she uses this and begins to rank for it, it could place her in front of as many as 210 searches per month. So that's a potential 200 other people that might find her site that wouldn't have found it before. On top of that, by having John Bryan in the name, it puts her in the running eventually for an additional 880, and in particular, puts her in the running for this additional 3,600 that is still within sight of possibly reaching over a period of time, especially as she continues to do this kind of thing with all of her articles. And that's called basically editing them, updating them, refreshing them. In fact, if you go back, if you have a lot of content on your site already, as Hannah seems to have a good number of articles here, then you actually will do yourself better. It'll be better results for you to go through and start refreshing. Like, let's say June of 2016, that's still potentially summer articles. If Hannah goes back in and sees what the content of those articles is, then she might be able to update that, refresh it, redate it, and repost it as a current date and current article with a keyworded title. So it's almost like new content, and yet it still has some of the credibility of having been out there for longer in the history of Google. So you just have a chance to move up in ranking by doing things like that, even over creating only new content at this point. Okay, so but the focus of this is keywords, so let's get back to that. So if Hannah were to write an article titled something like, let's go back to the keywords, we want to use the John Bryan State Park hiking trails we loved, or she could say hiking at John Bryan State Park, and that would still work because you have all those keywords in there. And if someone else has an article titled John Bryan State Park hiking in that exact phraseology, they're probably going to rank ahead of you. But most likely it's about the same. Like, most articles that use keywords don't often use the exact keyword phraseology. I think that it's helpful for newer sites to help us bump up our ranking in Google, because the Google search bots are going to prioritize the exact phrase whenever they have a chance. So if I were Hannah, I would title this article John Bryan State Park Hiking Fun, for instance, or John Bryan State Park hiking experience, or let's see, hiking critters, probably. I would just probably keep it simple, John Bryan State Park hiking fun, and then write the article around that. How does that tie in with, so Hannah is a writer and an artist, a visual artist and a writer. So how I would tie that in is she can create several paragraphs, you know, 300 words or so around the concept of how hiking out in nature rejuvenates the spirit, inspires creativity, is where she gets a lot of her ideas, because movement is good and healthy, and exercise helps bring energy to the brain and therefore, you know, helps stimulate creativity, whatever it is for her, right? Whatever it is for you, if you're the one writing it. So then she can write content in an article around the experience as a writer creator being out in nature hiking, and tie it in with the John Bryan State Park hiking. And then she can also, by having it be about writing and creativity, it ties in with the theme of her website or her blog. So by the way, her original title was, Do You Ever Get the Feeling You're Being Watched? And there she shows they were being watched by raccoons. So that's a fun piece of trivia that people who are looking for information on John Bryan State Park hiking would love to know. They would like to know that they might actually get some wildlife sightings and the experience of other people. So what I would add to this is information on what trail you hiked, whether you thought it was good, strenuous, or whatever, how long it was, and what other trails they might have, because chance, you know, you could even do things like, so I checked this, you could even include a blurb that says John Bryan State Park has camping for RVs and what have you. Some of the perks, John Bryan State Park rents cabins for vacationers, that sort of thing. You could tie in a little, almost like a vacation testimonial for your local park that helps them, and it certainly helps you. And then it ties back to the concept of your original concept of your article, sharing an experience, but one that ties in with something for writers and creators like you. As well as, now keep in mind that any of those hikers could be potential customers of yours for your books, for your products. So that's the other thing. And when they're there on your site, they're going to be seeing the things that you have available. Okay, so that's it. That's like, and we'll be talking with Hannah and give you any updates, and maybe include a link to her article, which hopefully she will have a chance to update before too much longer, using some of these keyword concepts. And so, by the way, the primary keyword for her title is going to be John Bryan State Park hiking experience, let's say. And then she can have subtitles about John Bryan State Park camping, subtitle John Bryan State Park cabins. So now, as a subtitle, using the H2, H3, or H3 headers, those are the header fonts for subheadings, then again, the subheadings H1, H2, H3 gets more weight in Google. You only want to use H1 for your exact focus keyword that you're trying to rank for. For her, that would be the John Bryan State Park hiking for this particular article. The others could be H2 or H3. And she also wants to put this exact focus keyword in to her focus keyword section of her back end. We use SEO Yoast and highly recommend SEO. SEO Yoast is a simple tool to help you get up to speed on SEO if you're not familiar. And again, we'll link to the podcast where we've interviewed people, SEO guys as well, so that might help. And then she also wants to put this in her first paragraph. So it would be something like, my daughter and I were hiking John Bryan State Park, our John Bryan State Park hiking experience this past weekend was filled with some additional furry finds, you know, something like that, right? I'm just doing it on the fly. So, you know, something that puts this exact keyword in her first paragraph, as well as a couple other places throughout the article. Again, it just, not over much, not falsely. It needs to fit, it needs to flow, but it helps with your ranking for that keyword when you have it in there multiple times in as natural a way as you can find. So I hope that was helpful. Please let us know. Send us an email, creators@icreatedaily. Drop us a review on iTunes. That would be awesome. Let us know what kind of episodes you'd like to see more. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks so much for joining us for the I Create Daily podcast. Please let us know what creatives you would like us to interview and what topics you would be interested in hearing more about.
And if you enjoyed this show, please leave a review on iTunes. We value your feedback. We read all the reviews, and it just helps us get the word out on the I Create Daily podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.